This is Rich Jones, host of Jacksonville's Morning News, heard weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on 104.5 FM WOKV. Thanks for listening to our Jacksonville's Morning News podcast. If you haven't yet, subscribe to the Burrish Daily Discussion podcast and the Mark Kay Show. And don't forget, head to iTunes or Google Play and leave a review. Thanks for listening. 7:39 as you get back to work on this Monday edition of Jacksonville's Morning News. It's back to business for the White House and post-impeachment business for the president as well. Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington, where we expect to see some pretty significant lofty plans to spend your tax dollars, one of many items that the White House is looking to address this week.
That's right. The president is sending his spending wish list to Capitol Hill. It includes $2 billion in new border wall funding, also $750 billion in military spending. This is a slight increase over the last fiscal year. The plan does include some cuts to spending on domestic programs, including food stamps and disability benefits. The White House says that's designed to reduce the federal deficit, but Democrats aren't liking it already. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi issued a statement saying that the president is showing just how little he values good health, financial security, and well-being of hardworking American families. So it may arrive with kind of a thud on Capitol Hill. The House, of course, can come up with its own spending plan, and this would set up a budget battle heading in later this year.
The president, meantime, set to hit the campaign trail as he parachutes into New Hampshire, as he did last week into Iowa as well, obviously likely to secure a pretty significant amount of the votes in New Hampshire while all the Democrats are fighting it out.
That's right. The voters in New Hampshire will go to the primaries tomorrow and choose their candidate. This is after the Iowa caucuses are still a bit shaky, but Pete Buttigieg and Bernie Sanders obviously neck and neck there. A lot of the news networks refusing to call a winner there. And I think New Hampshire will, you know, shake out a little more of how this Democratic field is shaping up. But yeah, the president will be in New Hampshire tonight to rally his supporters.
And we'll have coverage for you of the New Hampshire primary results tomorrow night. Be listening right after Jacksonville's evening news at 6. As Jamie Dupree in the Granite State reports, the race seems to have separated into two distinct pieces, Sanders versus Buttigieg, and then Warren, Biden, and Klobuchar lumped together far back. A closer look in Jamie's Washington Insider blog in the WOKV app and live coverage in New Hampshire tomorrow morning. Be listening for updates first thing at 5 on Jacksonville's Morning News.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.